Nauru is an idyllic Pacific island covered with palm trees, lying on a coral reef. Its soil is rich in phosphate and therefore especially fertile. Also known as Pleasant Island, it is the focus of Zanny Beg and Oliver Ressler's film Anubumin. Anubumin means night in Nauruan. A look beyond the palm trees reveals that Nauru's reality is anything but idyllic. In the 18th century, European colonial powers discovered large phosphate deposits on the island. They traded alcohol and firearms for food with the Nauruan people. There followed a 10-year civil war and 2 centuries of foreign domination. The island's phosphate deposits were mined to exhaustion and used to fertilize the soil in Australia. Most of the land can no longer be cultivated or inhabited. When all of the phosphates had been stripped, Nauru attempted to attract foreign investors with tax incentives, so earning itself a reputation as a money laundering state. Today, there is another key source of income. Australia pays Nauru for the refugee camps it sets up there. The accounts of dehumanization and hopelessness in the camp are mirrored by the scars on the abandoned landscape. Once a Pacific island paradise, Nauru is now a victim of what has come to be known as the resource curse. This term describes the negative consequences that a country can suffer due to its wealth of natural resources. Nauru's abundance was also its downfall. Will Nauru's night ever become day again? For now, the idyll is just a distant memory that seems to be slipping away.